This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, our climatologist forecasts some good rains for a central slice of Brazil next week, but dried things out for both central and north Brazil and also for Argentina the week after. That is more like what the normal look for a La Nina should be. The Mato Grosso usually doesn't get hit this hard. It has been typically Bahia in the northeast in the very southern Brazil, along with Argentina, where most of the crop loss occurs during a La Nina. My son is in Minas Gerais, where it is raining, and should give us a boots-on-the-ground report from that state next week. The correction early this week was a normal three waves of fund liquidation that should have eased technical overbought conditions, with lows close to support levels noted. Bull spreads worked in corn on the break, and the basis tightened to cent Wednesday. Some are worried that the market may have topped and that could spur new selling on a rally. Wednesday's lows will now become important technical support levels. We'll look for what kind of close we get Friday. The save in the wheat market and craziness in oats added to their day, as did the temporary loss of the RGO server for order entry early Wednesday. The dollar was lower again, with many forecasting further losses ahead in 2021. Crude oil stocks fell slightly with the trend going flat. Gasoline demand weakened and gasoline stocks grew by 2.18 million barrels last week. That trend is seasonal as well as being magnified by the pandemic. The glut of diesel fuel has eased significantly and the trend for distillates typically increases into the new year. Investment banks see higher oil prices coming next year as the grip on the global economy held by the pandemic abates and producers continue to use restraint. That is still just a theory. Ethanol production grew by 8 million gallons last week, and ethanol stocks grew by 28 million. That was another week of production exceeding demand, with the extra going into building stocks. Gasoline consumption has been averaging a 10.5% decline relative to a year ago. It is not getting better. Ethanol blending tracks that. Ethanol plants will have to slow their crush. In looking for some good news, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says that he was pleasantly surprised over what EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler told him about what the administration had planned for ethanol before they go out the door. I'm glad that the senator was pleased, but what did he say? We evidently have to wait to find out. The EPA was supposed to release 2021 RVOs last Monday, giving the refineries their blending quotas, but didn't. EPA is reportedly waiting on new SREs, believing that the Supreme Court may take up the ruling against the EPA on those. Focus has now turned to a bipartisan COVID-19 aid proposal. There is reportedly $20 billion in it for ag. On the hogs, lean hog futures may have to back and fill, but appear to have anticipated the seasonal low at recent lows. The cash market has started exhibiting some stability. The kill has expanded, and if packers cannot buy hogs cheaper, that suggests that demand balance with supply. The yo-yo in the ham market has been rather amazing. Every time that they have taken a dive, they find buyers who shoot the ham market higher again. They have consistently bought breaks and buying shuts off on rallies. The key here, though, is strong demand for hams. Consumers must have really emptied the meat case of ham for Thanksgiving, and they need to restock. The ham strength added to over $6 to the packer margin. The dollar index is about 9% lower than a year ago, which is a positive influence in the pork export market, making U.S. pork more competitive with pork from the European Union. USDA forecasted that there would be a 6.1% increase in market hog numbers in the September hog report. Actual slaughter is 0.8% lower, so there is much to reconcile in these numbers. The industry eliminated a lot of hogs when packing capacity collapsed from the first wave of COVID-19, and frankly saved the industry from what otherwise would have been a supply debacle this fall. The actual size, structure, and duration of this crisis-motivated liquidation is still anybody's guess as to what is out there. Current production is all the market can handle. Demand recovery is still months away. Chinese export demand may have already begun to moderate. USDA takes another shot at hog numbers in the December hog report. A footnote on beef demand. One of the things that I look forward to most when coming out of COVID-19 hibernation is a prime rib at the local steakhouse. Looking at the prospects for my place in line to get vaccinated, that may be February or March if the restaurant capacity allows. I would think that I am not alone, so whatever restaurants are still in business come spring, they should get mobbed with business. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing services, contact us at comstock.com. or call 712-227-1110.